In the latter part of the 20th century to the present, there are several trends that characterize newer approaches to ethnography. I'll contrast these with the early ethnographic studies we just discussed. One important change in ethnographies is that researchers understand that there are no longer isolated communities that can be studied as a standalone culture. All peoples everywhere have been affected by colonialism and globalization. With that realization comes a need to move beyond the bounded cultures idea to study culture in multiple sites. For example, if you are studying how global climate change policies are viewed in different cultural contexts, you would need to interview key leaders at several locations around the world, in Switzerland, New York, and Sydney, just to name a few. Another key aspect is that, similar to Meyerhoff's Number Our Days book, there has been a shift to thinking about biases in fieldwork. Although we strive to be as objective as possible, we can never completely understand or represent another's cultural perspective. We are always co-creating intersubjective worlds of meaning with those we study. Keeping that in mind improves the overall quality of our work.